All right, welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
That's right. We want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always grateful when you can join us and listen in, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. We never want to take that for granted. So Keontae, man, how are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, man. So I have the task. I'm speaking at a breast cancer awareness banquet tomorrow. So
okay.
I've just been doing my research, man. It's just really interesting, all the stuff that, you know, I didn't know about breast cancer that I'm now finding out. So
yeah, man.
My prayers are with those that are battling that.
100%. So, well, today our topic actually comes from one of our listeners, and so we want to encourage you. We love to hear from you, so you can always go to the website and leave comments. You can always follow us on social media and message us or tag us, whatever it might be. And I mean, I'm so grateful, man. I've been getting so many tags from people just saying how much they're enjoying the podcast, and so that means so much. So you can always follow me at Brian E. Wallace and Keontae.
I'm at Keontae McDonald, K-E-O-N-T-E, last name McDonald, like the restaurant.
That's right. And so our question and our topic is going to be one and the same. So the topic is this: should a woman pursue a man if they're interested? And our topic comes actually from a question, and this actually came from two different people. And so when this came up, I was like, okay, great, man, we got to do this because we have two different people that are saying, touch on this subject. And so here was the question. It was very similar. It says, should a woman pursue a man if they are interested in dating them? Or is this a male initiative? And so they go on and say, I would love to hear your point of view from a male's perspective. So as you're listening to this, you know, we're going to give a male's perspective because that's what the listener is wanting. They're wanting to kind of hear from, you know, how's a man say, or what does a man feel about, you know, a woman pursuing a man? And so it goes on to say, so many women today feel that it is necessary and acceptable to pursue men. I have been in discussions/disagreements about this. Hopefully you are able to provide me with some insight. That's good stuff, ain't it, man?
Yeah.
All right. So let's jump right into it. Should a woman pursue a man? What you got?
Right off the bat, man, I automatically think no. I don't think that women should pursue men. You know, for lack of a better word, I just feel like if a woman has to pursue a man, like, you don't need to be with that man. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because the act of pursuing means like you're actively like, you know, really. And because there's a difference between pursuing and just letting it be known like, hey, I think you cool.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So if you're pursuing, like you're actively engaging, like, hey, showing up places and trying to hook up, trying to hang out with them and so on and so forth. And I just feel like, is that kind of desperate, or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, like, okay. So is it desperate, or is it you see what you want?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm just putting it out there because I think sometimes there's situations we come across where, you know, taking that extra initiative. And here's the interesting thing that I thought about your comment is you went to an extreme. Why can't there be a medium? And so you went from all of a sudden they're constantly chasing them down, and I'm putting extras on it, but like I'm gonna put them in a headlock and say, you gonna date me right here, right now. And I don't know, I didn't get all of that from should a woman pursue a man.
Right.
You know, because I feel like there's the conflict is, should I do nothing and just kind of wait for him to do everything? Or can I kind of initiate some of that process?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I hear is not necessarily like, I'm going to go and put him in a headlock and call me now. Call me. Can I get your number? I'm going to call, you know, you want to go out with me? So, cause I want to say that I feel like women don't even like it when men are that aggressive.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a pushback, like a turnoff. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit of a turnoff. Right. So absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. You know, if a woman is going to hound a man, but I think there's a difference between hounding and, you know, pursuing.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's why I said, like, you know, it's a difference between, like, you know, like, hey, I'm just, you know what I mean? I think you cool. Like, I'm feeling you. Like, you know, we got that vibe.
Yeah.
As far, you know, versus being like this kind of stalker robot.
Yeah, so definitely stalker. So if you're listening to this, stalker is out. Don't stalk. We don't want to be a stalker. And it doesn't matter if you're a man, no stalking.
Right.
Now, you know, what was interesting is I was kind of going through this. I was trying to find something in the Bible. And I think the first thing, as people are listening, and I tried my best, you can help me, but I could not find the Bible specifically hitting this topic.
Right.
Now, and so what I mean by that is that the Bible does not say, women, thou shalt not pursue man. Thou shalt not, you know, ask a man out, or, you know, so it's not a sin. You know what I mean? And right. I think sometimes culturally we can be at a place to where we feel like, okay, well, it's sinful. It's bad. But what I've come to is that it's more of just a cultural thing. And so we're at a place culturally where it's kind of might be odd or not accepted culturally, or it's a personal thing. I'm personally uncomfortable with it, but biblically, the Bible doesn't say it's wrong or right.
Right. You know, and I think the best, you hit a nail on the head where it's kind of, you know, our culture and just how society is moving forward now. I think people have this, you know, we look at past couple of months, you know, we had the royal wedding and things of that nature. Uh-huh. So I think a lot of people, they look at like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And yeah, I mean, like my prince has to come and find me, or this fairy tale look at life and dating and love and courting and stuff like that. And all those stories, you have the man coming to seek out the princess, or, you know, the prince coming to seek out the princess.
Right, right. Whatnot.
So I think in terms of that, so Hollywood has kind of shaped our thought process on, you know, should a woman pursue a man or not as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's.
And to that point, I mean, though the Bible doesn't specifically speak on it, the Bible does talk about relationships. And uh-huh. as we look at relationships in the Bible, many times you do see the man as the more of the aggressor. And so you can definitely look at that as a model, but it's a stretch to say it's a command.
Mm-hmm.
And even culturally, so we can see for hundreds and hundreds of years, culturally, you know, you do have the man more as the pursuer. And there were times even in the Bible where marriages were arranged. So it wasn't even the man or the woman that was doing the pursuing, but it was the parents.
Right.
You know, so culturally, there's been many different shifts. And I feel like we're seeing a cultural shift where 30, 40 years ago, it was like, no way is a woman going to ask out a man. But now you kind of see it being more culturally acceptable. And kind of what comes to my mind is this: be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a command, you know, and so no matter what we're doing, it should be spirit filled. Is it led by God? And so the scripture I had came from Ephesians 5:17. It says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine in excess or in dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit. And mm-hmm. I kind of want to break that down, and I want to kind of get your thoughts. The first thing that it points out is it says, don't be unwise. And so many times when it comes to relationships, male or female, we can approach a situation in an unwise way. And so whether or not if it's a woman pursuing a man or trying to get a man's attention, still be wise. Don't be unwise. Understand what God's will is. Well, how do I do that? Well, the way that you do that is you're not filled with other spirits. And I know specifically this scripture talks about don't be drunk with wine, but sometimes we can be drunk with lust. Yeah, I see where I'm going with that, right?
Yeah.
So we can be so drunk with lust that as a result, we're not thinking clearly. We're not filled with the Holy Spirit. So we're doing things that are unwise. We're putting ourselves out there in unwise ways, but rather be filled with the Spirit. So what that's referring to is that I'm under the influence. Just as someone might be under the influence of alcohol, the Bible is saying you need to be under the influence. You need to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. And as we approach relationships, even in the process of dating and trying to get to know someone, we want to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. And I think that's so pivotal of being wise, you know, about entering into just, you know, arrangements of pursuing someone and thinking about dating and of course that leading to marriage and all of that.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, we always have this funny saying where, you know, we always watch like every now and then we'll watch stories like Maury and you know, you watch like Judge Judy and stuff like that.
Seeing drama.
Yeah. You have like these women like, they're trying to find like their baby dad, like who's the father and things of that nature. And it comes from like these relationships that they had that just didn't pan out. Me and my wife always say, you got to be careful who you breed with, not just for women, but just men too, because they're, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's some crazy men out there just as much as there's some crazy women out there.
Man,
so you have to take, you have to take into account of just being wise. Like, who are you pursuing and why are you pursuing that person?
And how I pursue.
Right. You know what I mean? Because all that comes into, to, you know, it's factoring into, you know, what's really guiding your life. Just like you said, what's really influencing you? Yeah. So I just feel that's important. I think another thing, though, too, is another scripture that I think a lot of people kind of pull from where we, when we come to the Bible and we look to see, you know, where does it say a man is supposed to pursue a woman? And it comes from Proverbs 18:22. Where it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
Yep.
So I think with that scripture, and especially for me, and where I'm, you know, where I came from, thinking of like, you know, a woman shouldn't pursue a man. I kind of get my base from that scripture where, like, if, you know, when it comes to marriage and when it comes to, you know, a great relationship, like, it's the man who finds a good thing, not the woman who finds a good thing.
And there's, you know, there's a point to that. I'm definitely not going to pull away from that, but I think we add to it. We're superimposing on the text when we say, okay, well, that must imply that it's not a good thing for a woman to find a husband.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying? Because it doesn't say that. It just says that it's a good thing for a man to find a wife. Right. Well, I just can't assume that all of a sudden it's a bad thing for a woman to find a husband.
Right. You're right. You know, because in those instances, you know, I mean, it might just say, and you have the, and you can kind of, you know, now that we're talking about it, you can kind of think of it as like, you know, for men, like, man, you know, men are just so, you know, we're just like not kind of looking for that tied down mentality or are really trying to find that wife. So when somebody really comes into our, you know, crosshairs or whatnot, and we click and we start dating and we get led to marriage, it's more rare for us to really commit to that versus, you know, the women, you're the vice versa of the women's side of that.
Right. Right. Well, and I think is, I'm actually thinking in the back of my head right now, I'm sure there's somebody, I know there's a woman listening to this, like, mad, like, no, and just has a whole thought process behind what we're talking about. And please, I want to hear from you. We're only giving our thoughts, our opinions. As I said, you know, I don't see anything specifically in the Bible. And so we're just sharing, you know, the best that we can from our position. And that's what this listener wanted. They wanted insight from a man, but I want to hear from you. So if you're listening to this, we want to hear from you. If you're listening to this and you're like, I totally disagree, we want to hear it. We want to know, and we want to share with the listeners, maybe the areas you might disagree in.
Right.
And now I want to kind of go back to that scripture and scripture period. I think sometimes we take our cultural norms and we take our cultural view and we try to decipher and understand scripture. And so I want to kind of go into Proverbs a little bit more, because we read all kinds of Proverbs, and a lot of times it will talk about man, and it will say a man specifically. But as it says a man specifically for a specific scripture, we'll say, okay, well, that applies to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might talk about someone who's seeking wisdom, a man who seeks wisdom, or a man who seeks counsel. Well, then when we teach that, we'll say, well, that's men and women. But then we'll come to this one and we'll be like, well, no, that's just man.
Yeah. You're right. I didn't think of it like that. So, that's why it's good to have conversation. You know what I mean?
It's healthy to have conversation. Now, mind you, because part of me wants to kind of go and twist it and say, well, no, it's supposed to be the man, you know, but I'm trying to just be honest as best as I can. As I see it, you know, the Bible really doesn't talk about it.
Right.
Now, I came across an interesting and a very popular passage, and that is the story of Ruth and Boaz. And right. I had to kind of reread this because I wasn't sure if I was remembering it wrong. And as I was rereading it, it definitely starts out. There's no doubt. So I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, go reread Ruth, the book of Ruth. And so we find Ruth, who basically her husband has died. That means Naomi's son has died. And they move back. They're back in Israel. And Ruth is trying to take care of Naomi. Make a long story short, Ruth is out gleaning from the fields, and she comes across Boaz, who owns the field. And there's no doubt, I actually was surprised, because Boaz was like, hey, who's that? Like, Boaz was totally checking her out. So Boaz definitely was pursuing. There was definitely an initiation by Boaz, because Boaz called her over, said, hey, if there's anything you need, we want you to stay right here. Don't go anyplace else. Then he went over to his workers and he was talking to his workers and he said, look, just give her the good food, you know, just let her do her thing, basically. And so she was coming home with all this food. And Naomi was like, what's happening? Where are you getting all this right, food from? And as she began to explain to Naomi what was happening, Naomi was like, ah, I see what's happening. You know, because women have some insights. Women have some knowledge. And Ruth wasn't up on game, but Naomi was on game. Naomi saw it, and Naomi said, he hollering at you. So this is what I want you to do. And I want to read this particular scripture. So it says in Ruth chapter 3, verse 3, it says, now do as I tell you, take a bath and put on some perfume and dress in your nicest clothes. Let me just pause right there. Mm-hmm. If that is not taking attempts and steps to get a man's attention, come on, Keontae, help me out, man.
Right,
what you hear there?
You're right. Like, that's being intentional. That's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just laying it out clear as day right there, you know what I mean? I don't think there's no, you know, I think a lot of times, like, with the scriptures that we were talking about earlier, that's kind of like, you know, black and, it's kind of like gray areas.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really black and white. This is just clear cut.
She gave him straight instructions, like, this is what you need to do. No, but here was the thing. He did his part and he definitely showed his interest. But what I noticed is that he never fully said, hey, you know, is this, or hey, let me take you out. Hey, it was just, I'm showing kindness. I'm showing interest. And as he showed obvious interest, now she was like, okay, well, I want to show obvious interest, and made steps. Now it gets a little bit deeper. Then it says this, then go to the threshing floor, but don't let Boaz see you until he has finished eating and drinking. Be sure to notice where he lies down, then go and uncover his feet and lie down there. He will tell you what to do. So she initiated not only just getting dressed and putting perfume and making sure she's getting his attention, but she was looking at where he was, what he was doing, where he lied down, and went down and initiated actually that process.
Right.
And he picked up from there. But it, for me, I read this and I see that they're both kind of going through that process. They're both being wise. They're both understanding what's happening and the vibe that's happening and trying to make spirit-filled decisions.
Right. They're just not jumping into the pool. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you go to the pool, you kind of put your foot in a little bit, like, okay, so is the water too cold? Or, you know, let me check it out before I jump, put my whole body in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's what we do sometimes. So we're not telling, you know, necessarily a woman, and I'm not telling, you have to do what the Holy Spirit tells you. And that's what I want you to, at least for me, to walk away with. I'm not here to say, well, yeah, you need to pursue him. What does the Holy Spirit say? And how is God guiding you through that process? And I'm going to kind of give my personal feelings on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes as godly men, we can be so tunnel visioned, if I'm saying that correctly. We could be so, as godly men, we're not out looking, constantly saying, oh, who's here, who's there, and we're asking out every woman. We're focused, and so we could be tunnel visioned. And so I don't think there's personally anything wrong if a woman kind of steps in his line of sight. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me, right? You kind of got that analogy. Just to say, hey, like, I'm kind of there. Now, not overly aggressive. I personally don't, you know, want to see a woman overly aggressive. But, you know, just kind of getting in that line of sight to make sure he sees you, I personally don't see anything wrong with that.
Right. You know, another interesting thing when it comes to marriage, we always think of a marriage when I look at scriptures, when it's talking about, you know, Christ being the head of the church and, you know, the bridegroom and things of that nature or whatnot, when it comes to a relationship with us in Christ, Yeah, I mean, God already loves us or whatnot, but you know, we have to pursue Him. We have to, you know, come to believe that He's the Son of God, and you know, I mean, and it's like a pursuing action. But that would be in contrast to, you know, kind of the bride pursuing the bridegroom. You know what I mean? So that's really interesting to me, because we don't look at scripture like that to just even say that it's okay for a woman to pursue a man. But in that context,
and it depends on, again, what are you defining as pursue? And so I think there's a medium. You have aggressive, and you have passive, and you have somewhere in the middle where you're being wise and being prayerful. And here's my disclaimer to what I said, as you know, someone is listening. I'm not saying go out there and jump on some man. What I'm saying is that, you know, just understand the situation. And if you want to make yourself known to him somehow, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing. Now, and I'll go to the next step. And the next step is this. Also read the situation. You know, don't take somebody's politeness for something else. And
I think,
go ahead.
I think men do that a lot.
We totally do that a lot. And actually, that was going to be the point that I was going to talk about, is I feel like as a man, you can somewhat know when a woman's interested and when she's not really interested. And when you're not really sure, then you're like, hey, you interested. And I feel like women can sense that too. So women can kind of sense when a guy is interested and when he's not interested. And you kind of have, sometimes you can get stuck in the middle. And so through time and through patience and through building friendships and platonic friendships, you can kind of get a feel for that. And, and that's where I would kind of put the caveat. That's where I put the disclaimer in, is you don't have to fully commit to say, hey, you want to go out, to kind of get an idea if somebody's interested.
Right. That's good.
Now, that doesn't always work when maybe you don't see that person on a regular basis. That's a whole nother situation.
Right.
So what would you do there, man? So if you see them on a regular basis, there's an opportunity to kind of gauge, you know, how they're feeling and what's going on there. But let's say you were out, you came across them, man, there was some type of energy and he was hesitant. So would it be appropriate for a woman to approach a man in that moment a little bit more aggressive and saying, hey, would you be interested in getting coffee or something like that?
Right. You know what? I mean, as we continue to talk about it, I think that my ideal of it has sort of changed. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I don't find it to be a problem, you know what I mean, for a woman to really reach out in that regard, because I mean, if you don't take this step, sometimes you really never know, you know, you might be missing out on bridging that connection. I always think back to a story, and I'm going back into like 90s hip hop. But I remember watching this interview of like a Salt and Pepper interview or whatnot. And I think it was Pepper of Salt.
You went back on us, man. You know, you went back on us. But go ahead. I like it. Go ahead.
And I'm young, too. That's the crazy part. But but she was talking about how initially Will Smith, this is like Fresh Prince Will Smith, you know, kind of made himself known, kind of got in her crosshairs or whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm here. But she wasn't interested in him. And she ended up pursuing Tretch of Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
But now in hindsight, she's just like, man, you know, now 20 years has passed. Like, she's like, you know, I kind of fumbled that one.
Right, you know right.
And so in the sense of that, like, if you don't take that initiative, if you don't really step out and maybe, you know, just, hey, let's go grab a, you know, are you free? Let's go grab a bite to eat. You know what I mean? When you're a woman, you might just kind of miss that opportunity where you might have a regret if you don't. So,
right. And then, but I want to say the disclaimer, please judge the situation, be wise, be spirit filled. Don't read into something. And so we laid out two different scenarios. One scenario was you kind of know this person, you're around this person, so there's an opportunity to gauge interest. And then there's the other situation where, you know, you might not see this person again. And so then you might be a little bit more like, he's really slow on the draw. He's maybe shy. And so you might be just a little bit more aggressive, just a little bit.
Right.
And make that initiation. So.
Right. You got to get the ball rolling sometimes.
Get the ball going. Help the brother out.
Right. Be a helpmate.
Because you know we need help sometimes. Lord knows right. We need help sometimes. And so, yeah, that's good. Man, you have any last thoughts?
Nah, man, I just think that this was a good topic, you know, to really dive into. And I think going towards like the end of this discussion, you know, I just think that it's safe to say that we both have concluded that in pursuit is, you know, the bottom line is just being wise about your pursuit. Yes. You know what I mean? And how being you're doing it, how you're going yep. about it.
Yep, 100%. All right. Well, I have nothing else either. So I just pray that we represented the Lord as best as we can to navigate a gray area subject in the Bible. Right?
Right, right, right. So if you're a woman out there, shoot your shot, but be wise about it.
Be wise about it. Be spirit-filled about it. Right. So We want to hear from you. Please, even if you don't disagree, we just want to hear your thoughts. So go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. You can go and follow us and tag us or message us through social media. I'm at Brian E. Wallace.
And I'm at Keontae McDonald, K-E-O-N-T-E, McDonald like the restaurant.
Man, do you have to spell it instead of it? I mean, you already did that early in the broadcast.
Look, man, when I tell people my name is Keontae, and if they look at my spelling, my name gets butchered. Somebody called me Kendra one time when they looked at my name. I was like, I don't even know how you got to that point.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. Well, I'm going to start saying like Brian Wallace, like William Wallace of Braveheart. Well, I cannot say how much we love you guys and so grateful that you would listen in. And man, mm-hmm. praise God, we actually just hit the 25,000 mark. And Woo-hoo. So tell some, right?
Yeah, go ahead and share that. Share this podcast. Share this. Just share it with somebody.
You know, share it with somebody. Bless somebody else and give us 5 stars. Go and make sure you review it. So I think we covered it all. You want to close us in prayer?
Yeah, no doubt. Father, we just thank you for this time, Lord. We just thank you for this podcast, Father, and just this platform, Lord, for us to be able to just help people just to, you know, navigate through this thing that we call relationships and just trying to figure it out, Father. Lord, we just ask that you just bless and touch the ears that are listening to this message, Father, and just the women out there who are listening to this message, Father, that, yes, Lord, you know, yes. may be apprehensive and not, you know, reaching out to somebody or trying to pursue somebody because of what society says, Father. But we ask that you just give them discernment, Father. Give them wisdom on what to do and how to do it, Father, as well as vice versa. You know, there might be men out there as well, you know, trying to pursue a woman, Lord. But we just ask that you just give all of them, Father, wisdom and just to show them the right way of how to do things, Lord, and how you want them to do it, Father. So, Father, we ask to just continue to bless this podcast, Father, as we carry on in the future, Father. Bless all of our listeners now, Father, and our future listeners as well, Lord. We just thank you and we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you and God keep you. Until next time.
Peace. Come on, stand up, stand up, put your hands up, stand up, make some noise, party with me, it's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body